symbolized? Avos Yisrael learning Torah. What does Shirim Vayechai symbolize? He sat in the cave for 12 years learning Torah. So, you know, it's definitely obvious I would say that Lag BaOmer is about learning Torah. And I always had two dreams for Lag BaOmer since I came to Eretz Yisrael. One dream was being able to give a shiur Lag BaOmer night. That was one dream, okay? The second dream was going onto my porch and taking a breath of fresh air, okay? Which I guess I can do tonight. And the truth is, you really got to be careful what you dream for, because sometimes it can get fulfilled, you know, in the ways which maybe aren't so pleasant sometimes. Mirtz Hashem, we're past this, but it would have been nice to give a shiur without corona, and be able to breathe fresh air without corona also. But being that it is, I think he says, being what it is, I think that it's important to go ahead and to give a shiur and talk about it. And you know, I do hear the music outside. I just finished one shiur to people in America, and I'll make another shiur at 10:30. But it's supposed to be a day, if you can, to be involved in learning. But we will see something else in a minute. So first of all, I think it's very important to understand you know, what Lag BaOmer is all about. And I have to tell you, I title it as a Brisker perspective. And I have to say that on one hand, I probably know almost nothing about Lag BaOmer. Why? Because Lag BaOmer is the day they say that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar. Okay? I don't really know much about the Zohar. I learned from Sfas Emes. He doesn't talk about Lag BaOmer. So I'm not necessarily a person who can really talk about Lag BaOmer. However, I can give a Brisker perspective what I might have heard from my father, which I think I did a certain yesod, and something that I think, you know, we grew up to understand. Because if you think about it, Lag BaOmer, we have to understand exactly what happened. So, you know, before, you know, when you live in a chutz laretz, it's a whole different perspective. And they say that one of the reasons to celebrate Lag BaOmer is because Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying. Okay, it's a very nice reason. But the bottom line is, why did Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stop dying? It's very simple. Why did they stop dying, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim? Anyone want to chime in? It's a very simple reason. Why did they stop dying?
Were they all dead already by then?
They all died already. 24,000. Because the Gemara says that afterwards he found five new Talmidim. They're all died. You know, so, you know, for example, not that I'm comparing the events, but it was a very big tragedy. But if someone would say, let's have a party because the Shoah ended. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't have a party like that. So for, if you go look, so number one, if you look at source number one very quickly, it's Gemara Maseches Yevamos. So first of all, the concept of Avelis and Sfira, as I mentioned before, is not mentioned in the Chazal. It's a minog that we saw that some Rishonim say start in the days of Chazal, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara in the Sifrei Chazal, but they definitely do say it started in the days of Chazal, okay? And the Minhagim developed as we went along. But the Gemara in Yevamos says, I'm not going to read it, I'm going to paraphrase, that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim, and they covered all their Tisrael, and all of them died in one time because they didn't give cover to each other, and the whole land was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south, and he taught them, and who were they? So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and they were the five students who really went ahead and they were able to revive the Torah. It's because of them we have the Torah. Those five Talmidim, okay? But it says the Olam was Shomeim. In other words, they all died. And Rabbi Akiva went and found five new Talmidim. And as Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva was an amazing, I'll come back to that, because even though he did something in his youth, he wasn't frustrated, did not give up. He went and he found five more Talmidim, okay? He says, and they all died from Pesach until Shavuos, okay? Which reading the Gemara, he says, and kulam mesu misara, they all died of misara, mahi, Rav Nachman amar asachra, some kind of something with the lungs, okay? Maybe asthma, a problem breathing, something like that, all right? So, okay, but a very painful way to die, okay? We'll come back to that word in a minute. We'll see soon someone who argues on that, okay? So now, the question is, what happened? He He says, so if that's the case, they die from Pesach to Shavuos. So how come we only mourn until Lag BaOmer? Now, by the way, I would just point out to you that there was a minhag in Europe, which my father was actually very machbed on. I pointed out in one of the earliest shurim right after Pesach or Chol HaMoed, I forgot already, that there are two minhagim. One minhag is not to have a wedding, and one minhag is to go ahead and to not get a haircut. So my father, and this is a minhag in Europe, and it's meduyik, some of the rishonim, that in terms of having a wedding, it's better not to have a wedding from Pesach till Shavuos. That was the minhag, I should say. The minhag has changed, obviously, except for Lag BaOmer, who's minhag Vala. But in terms of the haircut, that was actually only until Lag BaOmer. So what happened Lag BaOmer? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim quotes Tosfos. So what does he say? He says, Kimash Amalam Yom Eino Kiminag Ha'am. He says, it's not like the minhag of the nation. Okay, I guess that he says that people did something different then. But where does it come from? Because when you take away, what happened was, so he says, it says in the Medrash, okay, he says so it goes through, he says, you take away the 7 days of Pesach and seven Shabbosos and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So he says, so that 16 days where there's no Avelis, right? So from the 49, because you can't have Avelis some days, so from the 49, you have basically, you end up with 33 days that are left. Okay, so he says, it goes to a whole cheshmet. In other words, Tosfos says, because they didn't die in the days, you don't say Tachanun, so we only observe Avelis to Lag BaOmer, which, you know, it's a very nice mathematical equation, but like, so what makes Lag BaOmer special? He says. So if you look at source number three, the Torah says the Yesh Mekomo Shenagel Shalol Listaper a whole Sfira. The Yesh Mistapim Lag BaOmer Veilach Shomrim Shaz Pasun Lomer. He doesn't need to get married. But he says they get a haircut from Lag BaOmer and onward. And some say, well, haircuts and weddings are connected. But some say that you go ahead and from Lag BaOmer and onward, that's when they went ahead and that's when they stopped dying. Okay, so they stopped dying because they were all dead. So it's a fascinating thing to see the Maril, all right? So he says like this. So first of all, I don't have it here on the page, okay? But I would tell you that one of the Rishonim, I thought it was the Maril also, but it's not on the page, but says that the minhag in Europe was hundreds of years ago that Lag BaOmer was a Yom HaDePagra. It was a day off from school. My mother told me this custom that in Europe, you know, we used to go, not in Europe, I'm sorry, in America, we used to go to the parks in Lag BaOmer, okay? Every year, as a kid, we went to parks in Lag BaOmer. I would say 3/4 of the time it always rained, but we went to parks in Lag BaOmer when it didn't rain. And that was the custom in Europe also. And they say, actually, I think I saw once in one of the Rishonim, the boys would come to the cheder that day in the morning. The Rebbe would give them a little bit of mashke to drink, and they have the day off. Okay, and they go into the fields. This was the custom. Okay, so the Maril says that Lag BaOmer is always in Yud Ches Iyar, and on Shachris you don't say Tachanun. Okay, and then he says some places said Tachanun in Magenza and Vermeiza. He goes on. He quotes the Mari Segel that. Even though they died from Pesach to Latzeres. So why is Lag BaOmer Yom Simcha? Because they didn't die in the days where you don't say Tachanun. Okay? So he says, and he goes to the whole Cheshvan. So in other words, according to this, they didn't die. They died on Erev Lag BaOmer. They died the day after Lag BaOmer. But we make a holiday in Lag BaOmer. It doesn't make sense. It defies logic. Right? So what's special about Lag BaOmer? You look at the Meiri in source number 5 says like this: the Kabbalah biyad haGaonim shebiyom Lag BaOmer paska misa. There's a Kabbalah in the days of the Gaonim. Then the 13th day of the Omer, then death started. The Noagin mitoch kach shloli zanos kebo v'chein Noagin mitoch kach shlo isha pesach odesman. All it says is a Kabbalah biyad of the Gaonim that they stopped dying Lag BaOmer. So you could say that they went ahead and they stopped dying. Or you could say that Lag BaOmer was a special day. And, you know, over generations, So you don't really know what really happened, and maybe God connected. For example, you should know that, I didn't look this up, but you know, we fast on Asar B'Teves, and you look at the Shulchan Aruch, so the 8th of Teves, the 9th of Teves, 10th of Teves, you know, is a fast day, and we say, one of the things we talk about is the fact that we don't know what happened in one of those days. Okay, Kabbalah Biyada Gom, it's a Kabbalah. He said, we don't have really some sort of proof. Now, by the way, someone in the show who saw I was giving a shiur, so he sent me a recording of Dr. Schneider Lyman on Lag BaOmer, what really happened in Lag BaOmer. Now, I just mentioned that I happen to like a shiur, and I said, you know, maybe I'll listen to it when I run, because I like to listen to certain when I run, but it has to be a certain type of shiur. I started listening for a minute, and I couldn't, it wasn't one of those shears. It had to be a shear where it's easy to run. It just didn't sound that way. So I everything he says is very good, and he basically says there really, he really is not really a source for Lachman. I think that's what a person told me. But, you know, it's great to listen to that shear, but as Amiri says, it's a Kabbalah, we don't know. He says, so what happened? So let's skip the Shilus Chuvis Tova Ayin for a second, all right? But keep it there for a second. Keep number six, my thank you, okay? He says, and what happened was like this. So if you look at the Gerish Shira Gon, and this is fascinating, okay? Now, and we have to ask a question. So Shira Gon wrote a story of the Masorah, and in Gerish Shira Gon, and my father spoke about this a lot, he would speak about it, there are tidbits of historical fact, okay? That at least he felt something, okay? He felt it right. I say fact, it's hard to say fact, because, you know, it's as factual as any sefer. What does he say? He says, Umasa Rabbi Akiva gave himself over Lahariga. Achar, after Rabbi Yosef Mekisma was died, he says, Vin Nisnerag Rachine Vin Trajon, okay? He says, and Behemid Rabbi Kiva Talmidim Harbe. And then he says, Vehevi Shmada Ala Talmidim. He says, Shal Rabbi Akiva. He says, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died. But he doesn't say they died because of a Sakhra. He said it was a Shmad. And what does Shmad mean? In Megillas Esther, it says, Laharo Glabil Ashmi, that to destroy, to kill. So in other words, what he says, or Shira Gon says, is that they were killed. They were killed, okay? He says, and Klal Yisrael relied, all right? He says, relied on the five new Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So
I've heard that maybe it was because of Akiva's Talmidim were the soldiers.
Okay. So hold on.
I'm going there.
So let me explain, okay? So let's speculate for a second. Now, by the way, scholars definitely say this, historical scholars, okay? And what happened? So the Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva was the arms bearer of Bar Kokhba, okay? Okay, now let's get it. He was the arms bearer of Bar Kokhba. Now, by the way, it's not such a bad profession. David HaMelech was the arms bearer of Shaul HaMelech, so why can't Rabbi Akiva be the arms bearer of the person that he thought was going to be the Melech HaMashiach, all right? And so Rabbi Akiva was the arms bearer, right? It makes sense that maybe his Talmidim fought in the war. They won the war, and therefore, where were they killed? They were killed, yes, and what happened was, so it could be that they fought in the war, or it could be something else. I'll say very clearly that, because it could be they were killed in the war, people say that, or it could be that they were wiped out afterwards, because we know that after the Bar Kokhba rebellion, there was a terrible shmad against Am Yisrael. It was horrible. It was horrible. The Yisurim they went through after Churban Beitar was, it was almost as, again, it was just a horrible thing. So either or, they did not die because of a Sakhra, they were killed, either in the war or they were killed somewhere else as a result of Shmad, okay, as a result of Shmad. And we don't really know, we can speculate. So the question is, so why doesn't the Gemara say that? Well, the Gemara could not say that because the Gemara did not want to go ahead and speak, or didn't want to be in the ears of Avon Am about the heroes, the Jewish people who were, you know, we salute, because they were wiped out by the government for whatever reason, either in a battle or because they felt that they were rebelling against the government. They weren't listening to the Roman government. It would not be good for the Jewish people. But Rav Shira Gaon went ahead and he gave over the secret. Okay, so now, let's try to understand what happened. So now, let's say you say that it was there were Bar Kokhba soldiers, which could be because Rabbi Akiva was Bar Kokhba's arms bearer. So it very well could be. So if we speculate, we go to the next step. It's very possible, just like this. Okay, that if you look at what the Geras is saying. It's saying is, and the Gemara says it also. Gemara says, "V'hoy ha'olam shamein." The world was desolate. Could you imagine how difficult it would be afterwards to go ahead and pick yourself up and go fight again and build again and do something again? Could you imagine? And just from this generation, you see the people whose worlds were destroyed during the Shoah, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, to America, and they rebuilt. It's hard for us to understand how they had the kochas hanefesh. And by the way, we don't understand. Okay, we can't understand. Okay, I say, why do I say that? My uncle Yosha Beer Soloveitchik, he said, I always had a muna that Torah would rebound. But he says it's in the 70s, I think. But I never knew it would be so quick. What do you mean, never knew it would be so quick? He never really understood because it was so bad. Was so desolate. But you had our leaders, whether it was Rosh Hashivas, Rabbanim, or Manhigim, who got up there and they said they rebuilt Klal Yisrael. And that was Rabbi Akiva. Could you imagine? Rabbi Akiva spent 24 years training, teaching students that would lead the world, that would probably bring the Geula. And he was ready for the Geula. He had Bar Kokhba. He thought everything was coming into place. He saw it coming. They came back to Yerushalayim. And then his world was destroyed. And after his Talmidim died, Rabbi Akiva stood up and he says, you know what he said? We can't give up. We can't give up. We have to keep going. We know that there will always be a better day for Klal Yisrael. So if you think about it, is that yes, it could be they died on the day after Lag BaOmer, and the day before Lag BaOmer. And they all ended up dying. But we chose a day to show how the Jewish people are always going to survive, the resilience of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael never ever gives up. And who would be better than Rabbi Akiva to be that personality? Okay, if you go down to source number 9, I believe it is, for a second, okay, it's a little bit out of order, I apologize. And a Meisari, well, yes. Okay, but we'll actually start with source number 10. Famous Gemara, it's a song, Amar Rabbi Akiva. I'm not going to sing it for you because I never got it. Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, the Jewish people. Livnei mi'atem mitarem etzchem. Who? Before who do you until we purify yourself? Avicham shevashamayim. How? Because it says, Arachti, Hashem says, I will sprinkle Mayim Torah upon you. My uncle of Yosha Beer Soloveitchik once explained this in such a beautiful, beautiful way. Oh, it was so beautiful. Rabbi Akiva was around during the Churban. As you can imagine, he said, what was it like for the Jewish people the year after the Churban? They're sitting Yom Kippur in Shul. And by the way, Yom Kippur is not supposed to be a sad day. Yom Kippur is a yontif. There's no avelus in Yom Kippur. And they're sitting and they're doing the avoda, saying the avoda. Okay, he says the problem we're saying the svard nusach svard, the voda of what exactly was done and how it was done. The kohenim va'am omdim, and then they would hear that the kohen said Hashem and Pharaoh bow down. They started crying. Right, we don't have anything. We're on the shore. Let's up on this on that. They started crying. Well, where are we going to get our kapara from? What's our life worth? We lost everything. Rabbi Akiva says to them, Ashreichem Yisrael, you still have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, don't give up. And that's why Rabbi Akiva was the one who, he's the one that supported Bar Kokhba. Because at the other Chachamim said, Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking about? They'll be here, the grass growing over your hand when Mashiach comes. He said, no, a Jew can never give up. A Jew can't say 100 years, 1,000 years. A Jew says today. And that's why what we're doing is we're celebrating the fact that Rabbi Akiva was able to pick himself up. And five more Talmidim. And these five Talmidim, they mamash saved Torah and Klal Yisrael. That's Lag BaOmer. You know, it says it's interesting. If you look at source number 9, Arba Nichnasu LePardes. Four people went into the Pardes. Pshat, Remes, Drash, Sod, Kabbalah, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Lishnabu, and Rabbi Akiva. So he says, what happened? One died. One got hurt. One became an apikoris. And Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom, v'yotza b'shalom. Wow. He says, why? How come? He says, because Rabbi Akiva was a fighter. Rabbi Akiva never gave up. He would keep on going, which enabled him, by the way, to go in. If you look at his foundation, why? He saw water falling on a rock. And all of a sudden, the water made a dent. Never give up. You can learn Torah at the age of 40. You can keep going. That's Rabbi Akiva, the personality of Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, I don't know much of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I learned him because, you know, he's more famous for the Zohar. You know, but there's a Gemara. I'm not sure if I have the Gemara there. Do I have the Gemara of the Flamed Gimel? You go for a second. I think it's source number 8. Yes, do I have the Gemara there? Yeah, Lavdin Leveis. It's a good way to remember. The Gemara of Rabbi Akiva going into the cave is Daf Lamed Gimel Masech HaShabbos, Lag. It's very easy to remember. So anyways, without telling the story, what happened was that there were a few Rabbanim sitting together and they were talking about the Roman government. So one was Rabbi Yehuda who said, wow, the Roman government is so awesome. They built bridges, marketplaces, bathhouses. One Tana kept quiet, and Shimon Bar Yochai said, they're not so awesome. They build bridges to get taxes. They go ahead and they build marketplaces so there could be places for prostitutes. And bathhouses is done just for their, they just want to overindulge, right? He says, so what was he saying? He says, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda was saying the Roman government is awesome. But Rasha explains it differently, it's sarcastic maybe. Okay, but awesome. It's Pashup Shot in the Gemara. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, listen, we benefit from them, but don't tell me they're awesome. They're a bunch of menuvalim. Okay? You know, if you have a good leader, I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael, a different country, and he's doing a good job, that doesn't make the person necessarily the best, a good person. He does a good job. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, okay, we better for them, but don't call them good. They're not doing because they want to make the world a better place. And because they had to run away, okay? And what did he do? First, he went to Beis Medrash, and his wife brought him food, but he's afraid to torture his wife, and then he went to a cave, okay? And he learned for 12 years, okay? The Gemara says, I think it's just an important point. Gemara says that after being in a cave for 12 years, Eliyahu HaNavi came and said, basically told them a certain hint, that you can leave the cave, the Caesar who wants to kill you died. They came out and they saw people working. Okay? And they said, working? How can you not be involved in Chaya Olam? And everywhere he says, everywhere they looked, they went ahead and they looked and they saw and they burnt the fields up. Okay? So a voice from heaven came out, and the voice said, you came to destroy my world? Go back to your cave. You know, when I was a kid in elementary school, Ari Crown, I think actually one of the teachers made the song. So it was a song in English. Okay, I'm gonna go off on a limb here because I love this song. I'm actually gonna find the words for it, okay? Anyone from Chicago is here, I'm sure they heard the song. You know, Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, let's remember Bar Yochai. For 12 years in a cave, he learned with this boy. And he says, When he came out, a farmer he did see, taking time from Hashem, working bitterly. And he looked at his eyes, he burned the field up, and a voice came above and said, go back to my cave. And he went back to the cave, and he learned, and he learned, and he learned how to live in this world. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a person who didn't give up. He spent 12 years, he learned, he came back out, and he was able to relate to people. Not an easy task. Not an easy task. And I'll tell you an interesting Gemara. If you go look down, sorry, go down to towards the bottom, there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, I believe. Just keep going down towards the bottom. Next page. If you have it. You just go down to the next page. Oh, very correct. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Yeah, no. Let's see. Just a second. No. Not there. The next page. Yeah, it's Maseches Shabbos. I'm sorry. Second Shabbos. Source number 11. Source number 11? Okay. Second Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenichnasu Rabosenu leKeren B'Yavne. When the rabbis came to Keren B'Yavne. So they started off and they said, Asida Torah Tishtochach Yisrael. There'll be a time when the Torah will be forgotten. He says, Yishenamar Hineh Yomim Boyim Numa Hashem Elokim. There's going to be a famine out there. What does a famine mean? You're not going to be able to get Torah. Torah will be forgotten. So what happened? So it's interesting how the Panovich Rav explains this. What does it mean to be a famine? He says, there's another Maimar Chazal that says, you know, there's going to be 10 famines that come to the world, right? And he says, the last famine is going to be the Rav of Mitzrayim, you know, and the famine of the Mitzrayim. He says, the last famine is going to be a famine for Torah. He says, the people are going to go looking for Torah, right? It was, what do you mean a famine for Torah? He says, it makes it sound like it's bad. He says, look at the pasuk. Shlachti Rav Aretz, you're not going to be hungry for bread, you're not going to be thirsty for water. The Shmos Divrei Hashem, could you imagine what that means? That means tomorrow I'm off. But the Shmos Divrei Hashem, I walk in to shear on Wednesday morning, my Tamilian says, Rabbi, we want to learn Torah. Please teach us Torah. We're so hungry for Torah. We're thirsty for Torah. This is a detrimental prophecy. You'll be a famine to your Torah. You're going to want to go ahead and say, I need Torah. I don't need bread. I don't need meat. I don't need water. I don't need beer. I need Torah. That's what we're thinking about. Panovich Rav says like this. He says, you know, there's certain bakeries, not really here in Eretz Yisrael so much. I don't think so. I remember in Toronto there was a bakery like that. That if you walked in, they would sell you. Or they could buy. I think you'd buy. You can do it at Holy Bagel here also. Okay, let me give you a different perspective. You walk into the bakery, you can buy the fresh rolls, or if you want to go ahead and you want to save money, you can buy the rolls from the day before. Who spends money on rolls from the day before if you can buy fresh rolls? When there's a famine, you'll take any rolls you can get. So you know, when Torah is really strong, the Panovich Rav says, I'll take any Torah I can get, any Torah I can get. When there's a famine, I'll listen to this Torah, that Torah. You want to tell me, forgive me, this gematria, which doesn't come from Chazal. Okay, I'll listen to it. It's awesome. Any Torah, even if it's not that deepest level. So he says, the Torah will be forgotten from Yisrael because he ne yamim boim numa shem alakim. Okay, so then they go on, they discuss other things. So Gemara, look at the very bottom of that Talmud. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Chas v'shalom, shetishtakeach Torah miYisrael, ki lo tishtakech vizara. So the Torah will never be forgotten, because the Jewish people will not allow it to happen. You're going to have, you'll find certain people expert in this, other expert in that, but it'll never be forgotten. Shimon HaChimreb of Shimon Yochai, he was a Talmid, Kra, and he grew up on his Rebbe's footsteps, always trying to encourage people. That was of Shimon Yochai. He grew up, he would encourage, he would never be despondent. Yochai is the other personality of Father Omer. Father Omer is about the fact that the Jews never give up. It will never, ever happen. You look at source number 12. Says Lag BaOmer, the day of the Zohar. So I have a sefer, it's written by a Zilberstein on my computer. It's called Daf HaLaDaf. So he quotes this Gemara, Tanya of Shimon Yochai, Omer, Chas v'Shalom, the Torah never forgotten. So Masha Omer Zostavka of Shia Pasuk Zeh. So Harav HaKadosh from Nachum Breslov says, Dvorim Eloyim. Okay. Of Shimon Yochai Hiftiach, that the Torah will never be forgotten because of him. As it says in the words of Chazal, when a Raseinu came into Karen B'Yavna, they'll be forgotten, and he says, no, never. Never. He says, why? Because of the Zohar. And he says, look what he's, what's the pasuk he says? Kilo tishtakeach tizaro. And he says, if you go ahead and you look, he says, if you look at the, and he says, if you look at the last words, okay, if you go ahead, it's definitely Kabbalah here. You look at the last words of the letters. There's a yud from Epi, a vav in Zaro. This black bomber says a chesin tishkach, and you have aleph and lo. Shem Bayachai's name. Shem Bayachai, you will be the one. You know, his Torah will enlighten people, will light a spark. It will do something to them. I have to tell you, I mentioned this in a Shabbos Sagadol Drasha a few years ago. You know, you raise a generation and you're having Talmidim, and you see, I mentioned this, you see Talmidim that maybe they're doing things. Are they inspired? Are they on fire for Torah and mitzvos? So now I ask myself the question, well, am I fire Torah and mitzvos? Am I just doing something? And at that time, I started learning certain svarim, the sefer which really stayed with me the most. I love to, usually on a regular Shabbos, I look at it as a Sfas Emes. Chassidus. Come start somehow, lover, and they send some level from the Zohar. Says Shem Bar Yochai says, I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna light people up. I'm gonna inflame them, which is maybe the reason for Madura. Okay, I don't know if it's kidding. But it says, but an excitement to get them inside of our Torah again. We should never give up, it's always there. That was Rav Shem Bar Yochai. That was Rav Akiva. They are the main personnel of Lag BaOmer. If you look at source number 13, Megmar Masech Megillah B'Chav Tesemet Aleph, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bo V'Ra'a Kama Chaviv Min Yisrael Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look and see how beloved are the Jews before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol Machun Segol U'Shechini Mahem. The Shechina is with us. He said, don't give up. Whatever happens, God is with you. Hashem Bo Yochai said, he's telling the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you. Just like Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. You should never, ever give up. And the truth is that I said, a brisker perspective, yes, I think my father spoke of Shura Gon. But I heard my father talk about this on Tu B'Av. You know, Tu B'Av. So, and by the way, I'll just mention, a lot to say, but I just mentioned, you know, that there is a, we have what's called Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus says that all the Chagim holidays that exist in Bayis Sheni don't exist afterwards, okay? And the truth of the matter is that, in general, you know, we don't have much holidays. We don't have any holidays. There's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is different. It's about the fact that a Jew will fight for his survival. He'll never give up. We need that holiday now because that's why we're still around, because we never give up. A Jew never gives up. A Jew always goes on, and even the darkest days of Golus. A Jew will go ahead and keep building, keep doing things. You know, there's a Gemara. So a Gemara, and I would just say, so what happened? What happened on Tu B'Av? Very similar. Tu B'Av, the Gemara and Masechet Tainis discuss what happened to Tu B'Av. You know, it was the happiest day of the year. So a lot of things happened. So let's just start with the last thing. Those who were killed at Beitar, that big war at the time of Rabbi Akiva, and they were lying around and in the sun, and they didn't decay. And then, and it was so demoralizing for the Jews to see their dead brethren lying around. And finally, what happened? What happened was, on Tu B'Av, they're given permission to bury them. Wow, what a day we can bury our brothers. That's a happy day. You can bury your brothers? What's the answer? My father explained, because until they buried the Jews, they couldn't move on. But when a Jew can move on, that's a reason to celebrate. That's a reason to be happy. And that's Rabbi Akiva. And that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's Lag Va'omer. First of one Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, and then we'll call the night. Shuv pamachas Va'omer. So you're all in Yerushalayim. When they got to Har Tzofen, very famous Gemara of Sanchismachis, they tore their clothes. They got to the Har Abayis, and they saw a fox running to the Holy of Holies. So all the rabbis started crying. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. So they said, why are you laughing, Rabbi Akiva? See, he said, why are you crying? So they said, we asked you first. I'm just kidding. They didn't say that, okay? He said, they said, why are we crying? The place where it says that if a stranger goes there is going to die and a fox can go there? So Rabbi Akiva says, listen, he says, it's tragic. You see what's going on. But he says, you know, there's a pasuk that says, I will go ahead and testify if you ate him in the monim. Uriah HaKoa and Zechariah ben Yevarchayu. What he says, what's going on? He says, Uriah HaKoa lived in the first Beis HaMikdash. Zechariah lived in the second Beis HaMikdash. He says, why are you going ahead and why are you connecting two people in two different time periods? Akiva says, listen, he says, you know why? Uriah had a nevuah so depressing. He said, Lachem beglalchem sit Zion to techaresh. It's going to be a wasteland, the Har Abayis. And Zechariah said, oh, Yashu Zekanim, Zekanim, Zechariah, Yushalayim. It will be a time when the elder people, the older people sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim, and a Mirz Hashem will happen very soon that the senior citizens can walk outside and sit in the streets again and not be locked up in their houses. So there'll come a time. And the Pasuk's telling us that when you see the Nevuah of Warrior fulfilled, that Har Abayis is a plowed field and there are foxes running through, you should know that just like that, that prophecy has happened. The prophecy of Zechariah, that elderly people will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim fulfilled also. So there are times to talk. So he says, but I heard from my father's upshot in this Gemara, I heard from my brother Moshe Soloveitchik. He says, if you look at the second to last line, it's fascinating. He says, because the question can be, the question my father asked also, what? Akiva did not realize the prophecy would be fulfilled? He had to see a fox running through? Rabbi Akiva had a muna. But now he said, I have idea, I have knowledge. Rabbi Akiva saw the destruction, and with the destruction, he was able to build himself up and bring up with him all of Klal Yisrael also. Klal Yisrael is an amazing nation. There's no other nation across the earth that has ever walked the earth that is as resilient as Klal Yisrael. And no matter what happens, we pick ourselves up. We were decimated in the Holocaust, and we go and we build a state. A state where there's so much going on, there's so much growth, there's so much Torah. It's amazing. And that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. And I just want to finish off, and I'll tell you that, you know, Lag BaOmer is the Chodesh Iyar. In Chodesh Iyar, we have 4 days we don't say Tachanun that I know of, besides Rosh Chodesh. At least I don't say Tachanun. Yom Ha'atzmaut, Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer and Yom Yerushalayim. And in a certain sense, they're really all connected. Because Pesach Sheni, okay, you missed the first Pesach. You have a second chance. You were Tomei, you were Derech HaChok, a second chance. Lag BaOmer, never give up. And Medinas Yisrael and Yom Yerushalayim is the story of the Jews who never ever give up. What a wonderful month. What a wonderful day. It inspires every single Jew. So if you want to know, understand on a perspective from my family, to understand what Lag BaOmer is about, we never ever give up. We're always ready to go on, pick ourselves up on an individual level, on a national level, on a spiritual level. A Jew knows that he never ever gives up. And that is probably the deeper message of Lag BaOmer. That I think it's very important to keep in mind and to inspire our families that we should always go ahead and we should always remember that. So, any questions? Anyway, I would just, that's message, you know. And I think it's very, very important. And I hope you all enjoy it. And everyone should have a wonderful Lag BaOmer. And think about the fact that we're still around. And as I said, I once said, the greatest miracle of Medinas Yisrael, besides everything else, all the wars, is because the Jews were around in 48. That's the greatest miracle. And it's only because of this message that a Jew knows that a Jew never, ever gives up. And, you know, again, I'm not sure if we should say, you know, happy Lag BaOmer, Lag BaOmer Sameach, but we should definitely be inspired by the spirit of Lag BaOmer. And everyone should enjoy the day. Enjoy the fresh year also, everybody. Okay, so, okay, very good. Good night, everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.